Hello, how may I help you?
Yes.
Hello, how may I help you?
20 red vacuum cleaners.
Yes, yes. Yes, yes, vacuum cleaners. How many?
Yes.
What color?
Oh, we have all kinds of colors.
What color?
Sure.
Yes.
Of course, we
can I have your address, please?
Yes, we can ship red.
Don't you get exhausted talking on the phone all the time?
Oh, it's just work. Have you seen our new vacuum cleaners? They're state of the art. Should I order one for you for your dowry?
Please don't try and sell me this junk. Besides, I don't have a dowry, and I don't need one.
Address,
you're welcome.
Please. Okay, what color
yes.
would you like, sir?
Yes, how many vacuum cleaners?
Shireen, where have
yes.
you been?
What color?
Hello.
Hello. He's asked for you hundreds of times since this morning. He's barking at everyone like a dog.
He'll be okay in a minute.
You can go in. He's alone. Listen, if you call him Engineer Bahrami, he'll be nicer.
Oh, I don't call anyone engineer around here.
You know, he really is an engineer, though. I've seen his degree.
Then he's damned.
Hold on. Hello, Engineer Bahrami.
Shireen is here.
Yes, go in.
Hello, Engineer Bahrami.
Hello. Where have you been, Miss Shireen? I called you a long time ago.
It's not a snack I can pick up on the way.
Do you have it or not?
Yes.
Is this the usual one?
I don't know what the usual price is, but I'm charging you the usual price, Mr. Engineer. Okay.
The price hasn't gone up, has it?
These days, the price of everything has gone up. Don't you read the papers? General Motors, one of the biggest companies, has gone bankrupt.
How much more do I have to pay now?
Not much, just 100 more.
Did she say anything?
You know how she is. She doesn't talk on the phone, and she doesn't bargain either. That's why she sends me.
I'll call you for the next one.
Thank you, Engineer Bahrami. Goodbye.
Ms. Shireen, have you seen our new vacuum cleaners?
Yes, of course. The new state-of-the-art ones? My father has bought one for my dowry. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Your engineer is a real salesman.
How come? Did he try to sell you a vacuum cleaner? Yeah?
Please don't connect my calls. And call me a cab. I want to go home.
What about your own car?
I don't feel like driving.
Yes, sir.
I should go before he tries to sell me a mixer. Bye.
Bye now.
Did you take your share?
You should check it first.
Here you go. I made it myself.
It's not bad.
Me and Benham were in love. When he came to our house to ask for my hand, my mother spoke so highly of my housekeeping skills. But our life together didn't last that long. He wasn't cut out for this job. He trusted people he shouldn't have. And he went down. I took his place. This job isn't for everybody. You're good. You can't be fooled.
First you said 4 months. It's been 6 months.
You get the money, you can leave the same day.
Jalali broke his promise.
What a crook.
Tamine, I need money.
We all need money.
If it goes on like this, I don't know how long it will take.
People like you shouldn't waste their lives on petty jobs like this. I have a bigger job, but we'll save that for later. You need to do 2 big ones and then get on with your life. It's the big ones that pay.
Nothing pays.
Gazale. Take this.
What for?
Come on. Smile. I don't want you to leave like this. You're not my prisoner. We're working together. Money comes and money goes. I'll have it for you in 3 months.
That makes it 9 months.
It's worth the wait. You can send me some postcards. Think big, girl. Think big.
Goodbye.
Goodbye. Hello. Jalali, what did you tell this girl? I told you to throw her a curveball, not to knock her out completely. She's backing out, I think so. This isn't what I wanted. You be straight with me, all right? Okay. Got it. See you soon.
You'll wake him.
Let him wake up. Didn't he have enough time to sleep in that hole? Let him hear me. It'll be good for him. He hasn't heard anything of worth in 7 years. Don't Hamed me, mother. Don't expect me to act the same way I did when I was younger.
Please don't.
You can pretend very easily, can you? Then why didn't you go pick him up, huh?
Why didn't you go?
I don't care, and I can't pretend. Pretend like I'm a happy, good boy who has a father right now. You know what? I can't take it, and you can't stop me.
He's here now. We can't throw him out.
Move over. I know what to do. Move over!
I didn't let you sleep last night.
Hello.
Would you like a brother or a sister?
I already have a sister.
In a little while, you'll have a little brother.
It's a boy?
Yes, and it's healthy. Would you like to hear its heartbeat?
It already has a heart?
A small heart like a sparrow.
Okay.
I don't know what the required documents are.
Is this your first time here? You need to bring some photos.
Photographs?
Yes.
What else?
A copy of your exemption from military service, which you've got.
I heard you're going to Venice for a festival. Congratulations.
Yeah, great news.
You get it through customs. That's what's holding me back. No, wait, with the ship. It's too expensive like that.
I just want to continue my studies. I don't really like it there.
Good luck anyhow. Do you know the language, dear?
More or less, yes.
What is this?
You're lucky. It's a letter of invitation. You need to hand it in with your other documents.
Thank you so much, dear.
Go
You're
do it, go.
Kind.
Miss, there's no one in front of you. Get going.
Oh, dear. I've forgotten my invitation letter. You go ahead.
Ahmed?
Yeah?
Have you caught a cold, son?
No, no, it's just allergies. I'm like this in the mornings.
What are you looking for?
Money. I want money. I told Mom I need some for my computer. She knew about it.
Ahmed.
Yeah.
Do you have enough time for me to get ready and come with you?
No, no, I'll be late.
Okay, then go on.
Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Saman, darling.
You should fix your tap. I'm all wet.
You get what you pay for. I heard your phone ringing before.
I didn't hear it. It's Saman. Hello? It was on the desk. I was in Barami's office. He needed to see me. You know he doesn't like that. Nothing's happened now, has it? You called once and I picked up the second time. You know I can't talk on the phone in the boss's office, Saman. Saman, don't be like that. Okay? Okay, bye.
Checking up on you?
I'm tired of this cat and mouse game.
Here, count it.
Why should I? It all goes into Jalali's pockets anyway.
You've already paid most of it. Jalali is greedy, but he's good at what he does. Here you go. The addresses are all there. Be careful, okay? Don't make me say it again.
That big job you were talking about, what happened?
Are you in?
Yes.
Okay. The goods will be here by the end of the week. I'll count on you. Don't you worry. The job is yours.
Just think about it.
Kitchen. A brilliant chef.
She said it's not spicy enough.
Yes, sir.
Who on earth told you to ask her opinion?
She said this morning she wants to taste the soup.
The kitchen, the food, and how it tastes are up to me.
In a famous restaurant whose manager is no one but his wife.
You're the one in charge of the spending.
This can spell nothing but trouble.
I have to consult Ali Magam.
Let it be a surprise for him, dear Minu. It's better if he doesn't know.
And he's in for a surprise. But the worst is yet to come.
Yes, I'm being interviewed for a live show. Isn't that great, my darling?
Yes, at first it was very hard for him to accept me as the manager. But he gradually came around because I proved myself as a good manager and he accepted my position. And he's been supportive ever since that.
Daddy, where are you going?
The beginning of a family feud.
Come on out! Akbar, what's wrong with you? Why are you acting like a child?
I'm the man in this house. Just me.
An argument between husband and wife.
I want you to go live on TV again and tell everyone that you were wrong and apologize. Otherwise, nothing will change.
The best and most delicious food in town can be found only in this restaurant. Or perhaps this restaurant. The Chef on iFilm.
Look at you. You look so pale.
Of course, I was an idiot. I shouldn't have told him to stay.
Hurry up now. Go change your clothes. Come on.
No, I won't. This is where I work, and these are my work clothes. If he wants, he can see me like this.
Why do you always make it so hard for yourself?
I don't know. I can't forgive him. I can't forget. I didn't expect much, and I didn't nag. I don't think I deserved those 7 years.
Why don't you tell him that?
I can't. If I start talking, I'll have to leave him after everything I'll probably say.
Is what you're doing any better?
It's just because of Hamid. Just because of him.
I think you're making way too much of it. By the way, I told Seifi to reserve a good table for you two. You'll see.
I'm not in the mood. Not in the mood.
Afshin, honey. Afshin? Everybody's waiting for you.
You go ahead and take care of it. I'm just not in the mood right now.
Don't be such a wet blanket. And don't act so tired. Calm down when you feel better, okay?
Netta, just for once, I'd like to come home after work to some peace and quiet.
Is it so terrible that we're surrounded by friends? I love parties, you know that.
Yeah, I know.
Are you feeling better?
Yes, I'm fine. You go.
I wanted to accompany him to school. He said no.
It's too soon. Give him some time.
I've wasted so much time. Everything is too late for me. What does Hamid know about my situation?
Practically all of it. I didn't want him to know, but he heard it all. Through the grapevine in the family. So when he got older, I told him. But not in a way to make him hate you. Just so he knows what happened.
I really didn't know what they were doing. Kian was my old friend. I trusted him, you see.
That's enough. Haven't we talked about this stuff before? Oh, dear, are you here to see me, or do we have to argue?
No. I've just come here to see you, that's all. I heard what Hamid was saying.
He's entitled to those feelings.
I know. You both are.
He'll get better in a while.
What about you? I don't know anything about him. Can you tell me?
It doesn't work that way. Hamid is an introvert. I don't know a lot about him either. I was a mother to him in these 7 years. I'm a woman. There was never any man talk between us, and there never will be.
But I need your help.
You're his father. How can I help you?
Bring us closer to each other.
All the hard things in our life are my responsibility. My lunch hour is over. I have to go.
The city looks nice at night. Can I join you?
Sure.
Do you always study on the roof?
Yeah, I do, most of the time.
It's pretty quiet downstairs, too.
The ceiling's too low. It's gloomy. Like a prison.
Yes, you're right. Yes. The sky's ceiling is high and full of stars. A prison ceiling is full of leaden stars. It is heavy. That's why it's a burden that lays on people's shoulders. They can't travel to the skies because of that burden.
I didn't mean to upset you.
I know. Though there are a lot of things I don't know.
Like what?
Like what to talk about. Your life, things that you like, your friends, football, music, school, anything.
Like what?
Do you remember that purple bicycle with the rapid handles? Remember that bike?
I remember.
I taught you how to ride it. I took off its training wheels and took you out with it in front of our old house. I would run behind you and shout, "Pedal, pedal." Then I let go, and you went all the way to the end of the street without falling down. I'd watch you and shout, "Ahmed, pedal! Pedal, son, pedal! Pedal, my boy!"
Yeah, pedal. Mom still talks to me about that house.
It started to get cold here. Aren't you cold? I'm not complaining. I know it will take a while for things to get back to normal between us.
It may never happen.
You're right. That's true. It may never happen. Mom told me to tell you dinner's ready.
Shireen, you know, I didn't used to use any of this stuff. If my dad finds out, he'll kill me. But I'll quit. You'll see. Don't come. Even if I beg, don't come.
Okay, I won't.
I promise you, it's the last time. I promise you.
Why are you promising me? Promise yourself.
Are you telling me I can't quit? I could. If I wanted to, I could. And I even did once. I did, you know. I just got really, really tired of it all. And I just can't take this anymore.
So you mean you want me to leave now?
No, I want it now. I want it this time, but it's the last time.
Well, you know that I need to charge you for psychotherapy sessions each time as well, don't you? You're always crying and complaining. Here. You know, next time I really do need to charge you for psychotherapy sessions.
There won't be a next time. Go on then. Off you go.
I really liked this place. I had fun. Next time we'll both meet here again.
Oh dear.
What? Okay, if there was a next time. Take care of yourself.
Mr. Barami? Mr. Barami? Is something wrong, sir?
No, I'm fine.
I connected a call, but you didn't answer. It's Mr. Mokhtadai.
Tell him I'm in a meeting, though. I'll just call him myself.
I actually like it. It really does fool you. What an office you have.
It's all yours.
Don't be cute.
Now, I wouldn't dare.
Okay, let's have it.
Designed by the hands of an artist.
Why is the name Sarah?
That's okay. You can say it both ways. Sarah.
It's really something.
Those who work with me are all very talented.
What about the rest?
A few of the guys are there right now. When they come back, you'll have your visa.
Tell me now, what's the exact time and date? I want to know how much time I've got.
How much time have you got? Until now, whatever we planned was for us, me and you.
Now is not the time for that, Farzad.
We have to talk about it someday, don't we?
Wherever I go, Nima is with me.
I'm okay with that. He's in your passport, isn't he?
I know you're okay with it, but it's not as easy as you think.
Well, I'll make it easy. Haven't I made it easy up to now? I'll take care of the rest.
I'm not worried about you.
Then why all the rush? Is there anything you need to tell me?
No. I just want to get out of here fast. Give me a date.
End of February.
Which is?
3 months. 3 months and a half.
Okay.
You know I can't make it any sooner, you know that.
Farzad. This girl, Ghazaleh, is throwing a fit. Try to bring her back here and work with her. I need her. Make sure she keeps waiting. It won't take very long now. Shahab is trying to find her a place.
Shahab?
He's a crook, but he can do these kinds of jobs. That's all I need from him.
He needs us. Otherwise, you know, he wouldn't have stayed here. And don't worry about the girl. I'll take care of her. Leave this with me. It will be okay. Mine is on the way, too. And I'll have them all ready together.
خونه رو پاییز میگیر شدم از حافظت میره، بری عاشق شدن از حافظت میره. همین جا رو، همین گوشه دنیا رو، همین دل تنگی و دل واپسی ها رو، همین ها رو توی قلبت نگه دار و خودت رو دست این کابوس نگه.